Welcome to the No Holds Barred podcast, your inspirational, in-your-face, and no bullshit show, where I motivate you to live the life that you deserve, one of crazy, fucking ridiculous joy. My name is Eva, and thanks for listening. And so I got a story for you guys tonight. I actually wrote a blog about this week, and I thought, this would make a great podcast. A few years ago, we're actually going to go back probably about like 7 years ago, maybe. I had maybe it was 6 years ago. Anyway, I just closed my salon. And in that time, when I did actually have my salon, I belonged to a networking group of women that we met once a month at a big conference hall, and we all got together and we had speakers and we motivated each other and we talked about our business and we tried to promote our business and do all that kind of stuff. And I had my salon at the time, actually. And also at the same time, I had just started up my Facebook page, I think, and my website, because I wanted to motivate people to, you know, face your fear and live a happy life and embrace change and do all that kind of stuff. So I was just starting out. I really didn't know what the fuck I was doing. I mean, I was totally clueless in business and networking and marketing and promoting and all of that stuff. I was really, really just learning in the learning stages. And obviously, because I closed my salon after 3 years, I was talking to one of the girls in this group. There was about 200 women. I was talking to one of the women in this group, and she was the social media marketing guru of the group. Anybody who had any, you know, website issues or social marketing issues or any kind of stuff like that, they would go to, we'll just call her Sally. They would go to Sally. Sally was the go-to girl for any of your marketing, social media stuff, anything that you needed help with. So I asked her, I was talking to her one day, and I said, "Hey, Sally," I said, "you know," I said, "I'm just starting up this website." I said, and my goal is to, you know, I want to reach millions of people around the world with my message of motivation and inspiration and positivity and all that good stuff." And her words to me, I shit you not, her words to me at that time were, "Oh God, Eva," she says, "you can't do that. It's almost impossible to reach a global audience." And I just kind of, I felt like my tail just kind of went in between my legs, and I thought, "Oh, really? You can't reach a global audience through a website, through blogs and stuff?" Like, it just didn't make any sense. I thought, what the fuck is she talking about? So I left that event, and, you know, I went home and I thought about it. I thought, you know, I don't understand her. What does she mean that I can't reach a global market? Like, can't reach a global audience? And I thought, how the fuck does Tony Robbins do it? And what about Oprah Winfrey and Les Brown and Lisa Nichols and Rhonda Byrne? And how do all those people do it? I just didn't get it. So I thought, nah, I can't take this word for gospel. This doesn't make any sense. And I sat back about probably last year, and my Facebook page had over 500,000 people, and my Facebook page reaches about 2 to 5 million people a week. And now that I fired up my Pinterest, my Pinterest account has it blows my mind. It's skyrocketed crazy. Right now on Pinterest, I'm getting about 4 million monthly views. And I'm not telling you all this to toot my horn or, you know, puff up my ego or say, "Oh, look at me, I'm so fucking great and look, and I'm all popular shit." That's not why I'm telling you that. If I was to have listened to her 6 years ago, or whenever the fuck it was that she told me that, if I would have listened to her and thought, "Oh, okay, she's right. She's a social media marketing guru. She's the expert in her field." If she tells me that I can't reach a global audience, then I guess I'm just going to have to believe her and keep cutting hair or doing whatever the fuck I was doing at that time and just keep on with my life and not even try putting out my message. You cannot believe everything you hear. And the reason why I'm telling you this now, the reason why I'm sharing this story with you, is because I think too many of us have these dreams or these goals or these ideas, and we don't think that we can do it, or somebody has told us, oh, it's impossible, or that's going to be too hard, or oh, I don't think you have the strength to do that, or you don't have, or whatever. And we accept that as an answer, and we think, oh, okay, right, they said that it's impossible, or we can't do it, so I'm just going to stick to my boring life, and I'm not going to pursue this dream or this goal. And I think that's absolutely fucking ridiculous, because I can look back now from what she said to where I'm at now, and not be like a ha in your face, bitch, not be like that, but it's kind of like, you know what, Sally, look, like you can, like don't tell people that. You can do whatever you want to do. You can reach a global audience. You can live your dreams. You can achieve your goals. You can. Don't let one person, just because one person said, no, you can't, that's not gospel. I want you to go find the answers. If you have a dream, or if you have a purpose or a passion or desire or whatever the fuck it is that you got, if it's inside of you and it's burning inside of you and it wants to be let loose, let that fucker loose. Do what you got to do to make your dreams come true. I would still be cutting hair in Northern Ontario, Canada, if I had listened to this girl who told me it was impossible to do that. It's not impossible. These are your dreams. This is your goal. This is your fucking life. You live your life on your terms. Don't let anybody dictate your life, and don't let anybody tell you that you can't fulfill or achieve your dreams and your goals. You do whatever the fuck you got to do to make them happen. And I did. And you know, when I did my angel card reading on my live tonight, one of the cards was about the power that we have inside of us. And I think sometimes we don't give that power enough credit. And not only that, I think that our power sometimes scares us. I think we secretly know how powerful that we actually are and how powerful that we actually can be with our skills, gifts, talents, or whatever it is that we have. But we don't unleash that power because I think we're afraid of it. I want you to unleash your power. I don't want you to be afraid of your power. I want you to step into your power, embrace it, and go, yay me, this is my fucking life. This is my power. This is my gift. And look at me go. That's what I want you to do. I want you to embrace your power. Face your fears. Don't believe everything you hear. You know, you only got one shot at this life. And I tell you guys this all the time. This is it. It's do or die. That's kind of punny. But this is it. You know, don't hold back. Don't be 75 or 80 or 90 years old and go, oh man, I wish I would have. You don't want to be that person. You want to be the person, and I think I said this in my last podcast, you want to be the person in the nursing home or telling your grandchildren when you're 90, going, yeah, you know what grandma did when she was 50 or when she was 45 or when she was 60? You're not going to fucking believe what I did. Those are the stories you want to tell. Unleash your power, embrace your power, and embrace the beauty and the uniqueness and the wonderfulness that you are. And live your life the way you're supposed to, the way you're meant to live, the way you deserve to live it. All right, that's my message for you guys tonight. That kind of felt like a little bit of a rant, but you know, every time I think about that whole networking event and what that girl told me, I always just get so fired up when people, you know, people. Even when you're looking for answers to something, and when in my blogging sphere world where I have to research and watch tutorials and ask experts and ask other gurus, I'll ask quite a few before I finally make a decision. And I will do a little bit of research. Do your fucking research. I always do a little bit of digging around. I'll watch, you know, I'll read some blogs. I'll do a little bit of digging around and I'll see what works for me. So don't just find an answer from one person. Dig around, find different answers. And, you know, do what works for you. Do what feels good in your heart. That's what I want you to do. All right. That's all I got for you guys tonight. Don't forget to please check in the description box. I will be dropping the link to my Patreon account. Please head on over to Patreon, support me, become a patron, support me over on Patreon, medium.com. I'll be dropping the link to that, also to my website and Facebook, pardon me, and Facebook as well. Thanks for listening. Please don't forget to like, love, share, subscribe, leave a review, all that good stuff. I love you guys. Until next time. Bye for now.